Welcome back. In this section, we're going to take a look at monitoring Microsoft Azure. We're going to look at monitoring overall, as well as monitoring in regards to Azure itself and the tools built into Azure. And lastly, we're going to look at our System Center tools and how we can monitor Azure with System Center. So the main idea here is use existing tools. If you're using tools to monitor your on-premises network, use those same tools to monitor Azure. So from an aspect of if I'm using Intune, if I'm using tools for System Center, whether it's Config Manager, whether it's Microsoft Operations Manager or System Center Operations Manager, SCOM, use those same tools, or if any third-party tools, if you're watching server CPU usage, server disk space usage, all of those tools, the exact same things, they work in VMs just like they do in on-premises real hardware, or even on-premises VMs. So I'm going to use those same tools. I don't have to invest in anything new, and I'm going to monitor my environment with that. From a perspective of doing it through my VPN tunnel or through my however my networks are connected, I can certainly do that and run it just as a data center. I can have my tools in the virtualized environment in Azure, or I can have them in the environment on-premises. So that's the idea. And even doing tools that are services, software as a service things such as Windows Intune, where we put our tools up on our servers, and then they access your servers remotely. So that's our main idea, whether we're doing that through the VPN tunnel or over the internet. From Microsoft Azure itself, Microsoft Azure has some monitoring tools in it, and we continue to evolve the Microsoft Azure monitoring tools. So the stuff we're going to show initially is things that we can see in Azure, but this goes beyond. One of the new features is built into Azure Visual Studio. So it's an online version of Visual Studio that's got some really neat app insight monitoring tools that as we start to get into the DevOps space will be really helpful to us IT pros to see what's going on inside apps, to see when we get code distributions and we update our servers with new software for our apps, we can see, oh, you know what, that just slowed down our app response time by 2 seconds or half a second. And I can even see the functions and the things that are happening, so we can turn that back to our developers and point them to where the slowdowns are happening. So it gives some really neat insight. But that's futures. We're going to cover just the standard infrastructure as a service monitoring tools for this session today. So one of the views here, I can look at my percentage of CPU utilization. I can look at my disk utilization. I can look at network utilization. And those are the main tools that are turned on by default. If I start to look at disk usage, if I start to monitor that, I have to turn that on. And I'm going to store that data, and then I'll be charged for that storage of data as well. It's not really fun to look at in a slide, so I think I'll hand it on over to you, Keith, to do a demo of it, and we can actually see what it really looks like. It's a little bit better to see the real use than to see a slide.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Brian. So here we are back in the Azure portal. We're picking back up in our virtual machines page, where we left off just in our prior module earlier today on configuring Web01 and Web02. And as Brian had mentioned, right in the Azure portal, we've got some integrated monitoring and management capabilities to get a good feel for how well our VMs are responding and what resource areas are perhaps getting more heavily utilized than others. Right from our virtual machines page, if we click on one of our virtual machines to drill into the dashboard page, right on the main dashboard page, we have an overall view. Right now it's showing network in and network out. I/O over the network from this VM, but as I hover over the other metrics like CPU percentage, disk read, and disk write, I can turn those on as well and get a real feel for what areas I'm seeing more stress on. You can see around 310, we've got earlier today, we've got some pretty heavy network traffic as well as disk and CPU traffic. Something was going on there. In addition, we can look at all of these values on our graph either in a relative or an absolute manner to determine how we best want to evaluate the data that's being represented. And from a timescale standpoint, we can look at it for the past hour, or we can kind of zoom out and look at it for the past 24 hours or even the past week of activity to see where throughout, perhaps there's repetitive patterns of utilization throughout our last 7 days, for instance, while the VM had been running. In addition, over on the monitor tab of each VM, we also have the ability to see each of those values with a bit more detail over the monitored period of time, looking at not just the current values, but looking at minimum, maximum, and average values. And we can actually add in additional metrics as well. Right now we have all of our metrics selected, but we could uncheck or check any of those metrics too. In addition, when we click on one of our metrics, say CPU percentage, for instance, down on the bottom, we have the ability to add alert rules that are proactively used by the Azure platform to monitor for thresholds that exceed certain values or are under certain thresholds that we define and notify us proactively when those thresholds are hit. So for CPU percentage, for instance, I could add a rule that, you know, maybe we'll call high CPU on Web01. And on our next page, define my condition and my threshold values. So maybe when my CPU utilization is greater than 85% on an average over the last hour, I want to be notified. Hey, there's some pretty long running high levels of utilization. You might want to come and take a look at these VMs and see if there's anything additional that needs to be done. From an action standpoint, we have a couple choices. We can send an email to the Azure administrator accounts or any co-administrators that have administrative access to the Azure subscription that this VM is running inside. But if we also have application owners or developers that are using these VMs for their own purposes, we can also specify additional email addresses to be notified as well. Now, it's important to note that the emails that are delivered, they come from alerts-noreply@mail.windowsazure.com. You'll see that in the hover text. So it's important that you want to make sure you're not blocking or junk mailing those emails coming from that particular email address so that you'll properly receive these alert notifications when they occur. So I'll go ahead and save that alert. It'll create the rule for us. While it's creating the rule, let's look at some additional things that we can do at a VM level. Over on our Configure tab, from a monitoring standpoint, we have another level of proactive monitoring at the bottom of our Configure tab that allows us to define one or more monitoring endpoints. So what we can do is we can actually specify for a URL. Well, let's see, we've got our web application here, and the URL that we're going to default to is the URL that our web application's listening on, that load balanced web application. What'll happen is periodically we can have Azure actually test connectivity itself to this web application to make sure that it's responding. And we have some cool capabilities. We can use Azure's global data center regions to actually monitor your web application running in your subscription from all over the world. You can select up to 3 different locations. So we can select, for instance, maybe we want to be monitored from the US location, from Chicago, and we also want monitoring from Ireland, and we want monitoring from Singapore, for instance. So 3 different regions from throughout the world. What'll happen is as the endpoint monitoring takes place, not only will it check to make sure that the web application is responding, but it'll also record latency results, showing us, hey, do we need to place another copy of this web application, perhaps elsewhere in the world, to service traffic coming from one of these other geographies more efficiently. So I'll go ahead and save that change as well. Now, once I've saved that change for my web endpoint monitoring, I can go back over to my monitoring tab, and when I add in metrics, we'll see endpoints appear as a new tab for our metrics to monitor. And each of those locations that I'm monitoring from, I can now select response time and uptime statistics and add those in, and also set alert rule criteria for those monitoring endpoints as well. So for instance, maybe I'm more concerned about my uptime and response time from Singapore and not as concerned about my disk read and write activity right now. So I can add those to my graph. So some pretty cool stuff that we can do on a VM by VM basis. But we can actually take that up a level if we're running multiple VMs inside the same cloud service. The cloud service can act like an application level dashboard for monitoring purposes, because as we move over to our cloud services page and then drill into the cloud service, that's housing our VMs that we're load balancing across. That cloud service also has a monitor tab as well. And what the monitor tab on the cloud service allows me to do is it allows me to select metrics that I wish to compare across each of my running VMs to look at network traffic, web utilization, perhaps disk I/O or whatnot. So you'll see by default here, I'm looking at CPU activity on Web01 and Web02. And if I wanted to add additional metrics, well, maybe I wanted to look at network activity from Web01 and Web02. Maybe I wanted to look at endpoints or whatnot. I can add each of those in and be able to see how well my application is being load balanced across the various VMs. So I can just check those to add those to the graph as well. And right from the cloud service, just like I did from the individual VM, I can click on a particular metric and add rules in at the cloud service level too. So nice to be able to roll all of those metrics up to a common cloud service and look at these statistics at more of an application basis with all of those various instances that are supporting the application all rolled up together. But it actually goes one step further as well, because inside my Azure subscription, I may have multiple cloud services. And inside each cloud service, I might have multiple virtual machines, and I might have storage and virtual networks, and I may have alerts configured on several different pages throughout my Azure management portal for all those various resources. Well, over on the left navigation pane, as you scroll down, there's also a management services page. And what the management services page allows you to do is see all of the alerts that you've configured across all virtual machines, websites, storage accounts, cloud services, virtual networks, anywhere throughout your subscription, all in one page. It allows you to see which alerts have been triggered and which of those triggers have been responded to and been checked off as being resolved, for instance. You can actually even look across multiple subscriptions if you have alerts that if you have multiple subscriptions that you're an administrator of and you have alerts configured throughout all those subscriptions. You can search across particular subscriptions or all subscriptions. You can look for particular alert status, so the alerts that were triggered, the alerts that were disabled or whatnot. And you can also filter it based on service name or service type. So you can get a lot of cool capabilities here. But the other piece that I really like under management services is the operation logs. The operation logs allow me to pick a particular subscription and type of service and then specify a time range where I want to go back in time and see all of the provisioning and management changes that were made by anyone that has administrative access to this Azure subscription. So it allows you to roll through and see, hey, somebody created a rule. Somebody updated one of the roles. Somebody started or stopped a role or whatnot. And it also allows you to show who that user was that performed all of those operations. So from an auditing perspective, it gives some nice capabilities as well. Now, all of these alerts and management statistics can all be viewed right through the Azure portal. But as Brian mentioned, we also have the ability to expose this consistent set of metrics over to developers that are responsible for developing the code, perhaps, that it's running inside of some of these applications. So we've got the ability to link in a Visual Studio Online account that developers might be using for maintaining their application code and expose these same metrics through Application Insights, a built-in feature of Visual Studio Online, over to those developers as well. In fact, if I switch over to one of my other subscriptions, I've got my Visual Studio Online account already linked in. And we can take a look at where that surfaces from within the Visual Studio Online portal. So over on my other subscription, when I navigate to the Visual Studio Online page, you'll see that I've got my VS Online subscription there. I can click on the URL to browse out to the homepage of that Visual Studio Online subscription. I see all the application projects that my developers are currently working on. And over in the middle here, I've got Application Insights that I can click and turn on to look at availability metrics, performance metrics, usage metrics, diagnostic metrics from a development point of view across test, staging, and production applications that I'm deploying to Azure through Visual Studio Online. So it's got some great capabilities. We won't go into a lot of depth here because there's a future Jumpstart session coming up a little bit down the road that focuses in on Visual Studio Online from a DevOps standpoint as well. So, Brian, I'll hand it back to you to talk about some of the System Center options that we have available for monitoring as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Keith. So, monitoring with System Center 2012 R2. As we go on in to look at monitoring in this environment, we're monitoring first the public cloud. So I'm using System Center Operations Manager, SCOM, to make my connection in and monitor my agents such as IaaS. I'm running virtual machines there, so I have my Operations Manager agent on the VM itself, and I'm monitoring and pulling all the data off of that, whatever I'm interested in, whether I'm interested in disk space, CPU usage, whatever it's doing. In addition, I'm able to install management agents that are Azure management agents, so I can talk to Azure and pull the statistics that Keith was just showing us, and I can pull those out and pull those into my Operations Manager database as well. In addition to that, if I'm doing PaaS, Platform as a Service applications, I can monitor those applications as well. So Ops Manager gives us a perfect platform to monitor everything that's going on inside Azure, but not just that, there's more. It can monitor everything on-premises as well, as people have been doing for years. And so we call this hybrid cloud monitoring, where we have our one monitoring tool that looks at the entire stack. It looks at everything in Azure, it looks at everything on-premises, and I've got this one pane of glass to look at and see how is everything responding. I can see how my clients' synthetic transactions through my desktops are doing. I can see synthetic transactions from the different data centers that Microsoft has and get reports on how fast and what the latency is on a response, not just from a ping, but from an actual transaction happening and to my application. So I can see where my customers are, no matter where they are. I can see if they're happy and getting a good response time. And generally, we'll be able to find problems then, long before we get that help desk call of things aren't working. We'll be able to get notified that things aren't working well enough before that happens, and we can fix it before our customers even complain. So hybrid cloud monitoring is a big piece and pretty important. Operations Manager is the way to attain that. So let's go take a look at Operations Manager.
Great. Well, thanks, Brian. And so over in my demo environment, I switched over to my Operations Manager server. For those of you that are familiar with Operations Manager, you'll find that monitoring Azure resources is very similar to monitoring on-premises resources, but the first thing you want to do to be able to monitor your Azure Fabric is to import your Azure Management Packs. That allows you to look at Azure from a Fabric perspective and collect overall statistics on monitoring storage and cloud services and virtual machines and whatnot. And then certainly, as Brian had mentioned, by deploying the Microsoft Management Agent for System Center Operations Manager inside various VMs, you can also collect from within Operations Manager statistics that are pertinent to the operating system and applications that are running internally in those VMs. So I'm in my Operations Manager console, and I'm currently on the administration workspace. That's currently selected. I've already gone through the process of right-clicking on management packs and being able to and going through the process of importing the Microsoft Azure Management Pack. The management pack is a free download from our Microsoft.com download center, so there's no additional cost there. Once that's imported, then on my administration panel, I can scroll down, and under Azure, I can add my Azure subscription information to be able to connect it up to my Azure subscription. So I'll go ahead and click on Azure Add Subscription and fill out a description of my subscription ID. The ID is actually an ID that I can pick up right from within. Let me switch over to the Azure portal and show you where that is. I can pick that up right from within my Azure portal. So if I switch back over to the Azure portal and scroll down in the portal a bit, under settings, you'll see your subscriptions that you currently have administrative access over. And what Operations Manager is looking for is the unique ID that defines your subscription. So right under the subscription ID column, that's the value that you want to copy and paste over into Operations Manager console. Oops, let's see. Let me just switch back over there to my demo environment. There we go. In addition, Operations Manager, much like App Controller and PowerShell and our other System Center components, use certificate-based authentication to authenticate to your Azure subscription. So typically you'd create a subscription, you could have it be self-signed or be provisioned through your enterprise CA, and then you'd go through the process of browsing out to that particular subscription. So I'm just gonna browse out to where that subscription is located and pick up that subscription, pick it, and then specify the password that you used when you saved that certificate file. So I'll go ahead and paste in the password that I used, click on the next button. In addition, if you have Operations Manager configured as a set of management server resource pools, you can specify which of those resource pools are available. And once you've done that, you can go ahead and add the subscription in. Subscription is now added. You can go ahead and click Finish. And now that we've got our subscription added, we're ready to start setting up some of the monitoring capabilities in Operations Manager for monitoring our Azure Fabric. So if I switch over to the monitoring workspace and expand out here from a PowerShell standpoint, I'll need to go through and restart our Operations Manager health service so that it starts enumerating our Azure services right away. Otherwise, we'd have to wait for the polling interval for that health services to take place. Now that I've done that, I can go ahead and close out of PowerShell and browse out down to Windows Azure and see what Azure subscription resources it found. So if we go down to our Azure resource inventory and look at discovered cloud services, for instance, we can go ahead and refresh. And we'll see that it's actually found all of the cloud services that we had provisioned, and currently they're not monitored. We'll have to set that up, but it does allow us to discover automatically all of our resources. Similarly, we see our storage, we see our discovered virtual machines, so there's Web 1 and Web 2, and potentially other Azure inventory information like deployments, role instances, roles, SQL Azure instances, other subscriptions that it's discovered. So at this point, we can go back to our administration console, and under our administration console, under our authoring console, we can define an additional monitoring wizard as part of our management pack template. And as part of this monitoring wizard, we're going to go through the process of selecting Azure Monitoring, and I'll just step through the process of giving our monitor a name, and then select which of the Azure services that have been discovered that we want to do proactive monitoring across. So I'll go ahead and enter that in. We'll have to specify a name and ID for our management pack general properties. And come on, let's paste that in here. Whoops. And let me just switch back over there again. And it looks like my console will closed. So, but using that monitoring pack wizard, we'd step through the process of selecting the services that we wish to monitor in Azure, and then we'd be able to see the health check alerts that are coming through as we step through the monitoring console, much like other private cloud services and applications that are being monitored through System Center Operations Manager. Well, Brian, what do you think? So we've got some great capabilities for monitoring both from within Azure as well as from System Center Ops Manager. What types of monitoring features do you see users using most?
Well, I see them using the CPU monitoring most just to see, mm-hmm. you know, what's my load and do I need to put up more servers, because that's the beauty of public cloud. I can scale out all day long. And so if you need more ability, you scale out. Now, some of the old legacy apps that doesn't work on, certainly web-based apps and new PaaS apps, works fantastically on. That's the whole point of PaaS. Matter of fact, we haven't touched much on it, but I do see the future of technology and applications being in the PaaS space. I see infrastructure as a service as a great stepping stone to get there. But in 10 years from now, I think you're going to be buying PaaS applications and building PaaS applications. Today, we still have, 3 million traditional Windows applications.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff you're using that you need to use infrastructure for. But anyway, the thing that really I think is great about it is we can just scale it out. And so, you know, memory is important, but CPUs seem to be the most important.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. Well, why don't we go ahead and close out this module and take our break.
All right. Thanks, Keith. So in review, monitoring Microsoft Azure, first and foremost, use your existing tools. There's no reason to use anything else than what you're currently using for your on-premises infrastructure. If you do want to upgrade, certainly you're welcome to purchase the System Center 2012 R2 monitoring tools. We'd love you to use Operations Manager, Configuration Manager, and the other tools inside the suite. But there are also tools built into Azure that you're welcome to use as well. So that is what we have in review of the monitoring tools. We'll take a short break and we'll come back and we'll look at Windows Active Directory and how we can do identity management in the cloud.
Great.